The Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches presents Men's Conference 2018, Men Meeting God, Thursday, June 14th through Saturday, June the 16th. Thursday and Friday plan to be a part of the empowering workshops from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. You will explore topics like starting a new business, kingdom-centered evangelism, expungement, Daddy's University, and more. Services begin at 7 p.m. nightly. Special guest ministers, Apostle Gilbert Coleman Jr. and Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon. And on Saturday, be sure to attend the Men's Health Symposium. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Come take advantage of the free health screenings and informative sessions with doctors specializing in oncology, optometry, psychiatry, and more. A continental breakfast will be provided for a $5 donation. Bishop Eric Lambert will close out the weekend during the final general session at 3 o'clock p.m. Plan to be a part of Men's Conference 2018, Men Meeting God at the Bethel Deliverance International Church, 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. 215-885-2585 or visit BethelDeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 tells me that I have blessings that are given to me. My position is given to me before I get into the land. Why is that critical? Because the people in the land will try to convince you that you are not what God said you are. And there are always people in your life who will tell you how you should do something. But they don't want to get into the game. Everybody can tell the coach how to coach the team, and they can't even play. That's why leadership on this level is lonely. Well, Pastor, does that mean you don't listen to my ideas? I listen to everybody's ideas, but I can only do what God tells me to do. Our position is set by God. Set by God. And if we are living beneath this, if you are struggling in areas contrary to Deuteronomy 28, then the reason is verse 1. You are not obeying his word. There is nothing else. Nothing else. You were created by God. Even before the fall, you were created by God for greatness. Every one of you was created for greatness. God did not want you to become prideful and arrogant, but you were created for greatness. If you are not realizing greatness, it's because you're not doing verse 1. Do the things he told you to do. Now, God knows how to keep us humble. And again, the trouble is not the issue. It's how you view it. Now, listen carefully. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I know this guy who went up to the third heaven and saw all that heaven had to offer. This man was given an abundance of revelation. He was the only one given revelation. The rest of us get illumination because the Bible's completed. There is no revelation anymore. The last revelation we had was the book of Revelation. That was it. After that, whatever we get has to be validated by what's been revealed. So we might get an illumination, and that is seeing something that's there that we haven't seen for whatever reason. He said, when I came back from it, he said, there was a messenger of Satan given to me to keep me humble. Now think about this. Paul never had a messenger of Satan before. This is identified by the fact that his response was, Lord, take it away, and his amazement that God didn't take it away. Had he had this experience before, his response would have been different. He teaches us here that the greatness of your revelation of God will be followed by satanic intrusion. That is ordained of God to keep you humble. He knows how to keep us humble. He knows how to keep us humble. God will keep letting that same person Same person. You'll come in the church, sit someplace entirely different, and they'll come sit right where you are. Right on the same row and look over at you. As if to say, what you gonna do when I come for you? And you wondering why. You Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the devil say, hey, I'm over here. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You go, Satan, I bind you. He said, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. God put that person in your life. That person doesn't like me. That person is against me. Satan said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. See, because if I was in it, I'd put people in your life who like you, who want to be with you, so they can take you away from prayer. I would put people in your life who want to take you to brunch on Sunday instead of church. But God puts people in your life who drive you into prayer, who bring you into praise, who bring you into submission to the will of God. Brothers and sisters, as we learn how to master the adversity that comes to us, joy will be the fruit of our trial. Well, we've been here long enough. We've held on to old theologies that keep us poor. Poor in spirit, poor in finance, and poor in relationships. The Bible says that we are to treat the elderly women as mothers. We are to treat the men as brothers and the women as sisters. He never says we're to treat the elderly men as fathers, because you only have one father. So you can't call anybody in church father. Only God. That's where our brothers and sisters in Rome have a little bit of a problem. There's only one father. But the rest of us are brothers and sisters. And just like I share DNA with my natural brothers and sisters, I share it with you that are born again. Because we, according to the word of God, have God's DNA. The writer John says we have God's seed in us. And that word seed is the word sperma. We have God's sperm in us. His DNA. That means we are to exhibit godly attitudes towards the people that are saved around us. Now, I know there are people in our natural families that we don't like. There's always one that nobody likes. You might be that one. I know I am that one. I've just accepted the fact that I'm the black sheep. It doesn't stop me from being genetically connected. It doesn't stop me from being a Lambert. It stops me from fellowship, but it doesn't stop me from relationship. So no matter how angry you are with the person here, you're all going to be in heaven together. And wouldn't it be amazing to go to heaven and God says, I need the two of y'all to work over there together. And you look over and say, I couldn't stand you in the earth. God said, no, but that's all gone now. And so these three passages tell us, number one, that Jesus came that we might live life to the full. If you're sad today, if you are broken down today, if you are miserable in your existence, then you're living beneath your privilege. Amen. Number two, it tells us that God has positioned us for blessing and greatness so that it will overtake us as we do what he tells us to do. And number three, we are told by the word of God in Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9, that the blessings of Abraham have come off on us. Now, we don't have time to deal with that. You can take the book of Galatians in Bible school, Bible Institute, but I need you to understand, just positionally, you are still a part of that Abrahamic inheritance. While we don't have a land like Abraham had with the Palestinian covenant, and we don't have a seed in perpetuity as Abraham did, you and I are partakers of the blessings of Abraham because of Jesus coming from the seed of Abraham. My question to you today is, are you tired of living where you're living, and are you willing to go to the next level of your spiritual blessing? If Deuteronomy 28 guarantees me headship, I will make you the head and not the tail. If Deuteronomy 28 tells me that the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses, that you ought to have money saved, that you should not be living with your hand out, nor should a child of God be on government support. That's not for us. Philippians 3 says that you and I are citizens of another country. And God does not have welfare in his kingdom. It says that the Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself. In verse 12, Deuteronomy 28, he shall open unto you his good treasure. If his good treasure is not being opened unto you, then what's happening is you're not obeying him. God is not looking for you to be a theological giant that can exegete every passage in the Bible with precision. He's just looking for you to say, Lord, here I am. Take me the way I am and make me what I ought to be. And so what happens to us? How have we come to such a pass? We come to church week after week, and yet there's no substantive change in our lives. Our children are still away from church. How could this happen? I'm Holy Ghost filled, Spirit filled, brought my child up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and they're as far away from the church as Sacramento is from Albany. Am I to blame for this? I feel like a failure if my child, my seed, is not here. I live for the Lord. I lay hands on my wife. I lay hands on my husband. I lay hands on my children. And I'm the only one in the house that's saved. And no one else comes to church. What's happening? When God promised me that the fruit of my body would be blessed. My brothers and sisters, careful understanding of the text. God did not say the fruit of your body would be saved. He said they'd be blessed. For the sad truth is, maybe your child, your husband, your wife, your aunts and uncles are not elected. And so we quickly run over to Acts 16. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And we take a specific promise and make it unilateral. And that is not true for every one of us. Has had a loss of a family member, and that family member was not born again. We hate to think in terms of God's judgment on our family. Listen, people in hell are related to somebody. And I can guarantee you that they have at least one person that's born again.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3418P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.